This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome back. This is the recording on Course Materials, the one of the segments on self-compassion, and one of the main segments, or the core of compassion. Understand the element of compassion is awareness and compassion, observation, negative thoughts and emotions. So, we need to understand this and really, really go with this and, you know, ask certain questions at the end of it. So number one is things that we can do is seek out new experiences. You know, one of the best ways to boost self-awareness is to immerse ourselves in new experiences, because new experiences provide positive aptitude. And it's just a different energy. It's a different way of interpreting, you know, uplifting or escalating, or you might call it, yeah, to a different level through the exercise of, you know, there's something new, there's a challenge in something new, there's a little bit of an unknown, but there's always a reward of a twist in a positive way. So next one is ask people for feedback. Sometimes we need to ask people feedback. What we see and what we project is a different reality to what people see us. So sometimes asking for feedback of how we, what our traits are, we might not know what our traits are, or our behaviors or attitudes, or reactions to certain things, and maybe we have blockages we don't see. So it's always good to ask people to get the positive feed, and then maybe, you know, we can adjust things and change things there. Another thing we can do is identify what triggers your negative emotions, and this is powerful. Sometimes we have to sit into the negative triggers, not pushing them away, not moving them. A lot of people say that we should just move things quickly, and here's the news, that these things tend to come back and you know, bite us in the bum again until we resolve it. Maybe just something we need to sit with. In most psychology courses, or even counselors would tell you, you need to sit with your triggers. Okay, the moment we can be very discomfort, we can sit in the discomfort of these triggers, then we will find some answers to them. Other things, we can question our opinions and beliefs. Sometimes our beliefs, you know, are all wrong, because over years we've collected a lot of information, and it's causing a lot of anxiety, and it's causing, and we've vibrational from a negative space. 95% of our learning is all crap. It's just stories. And, you know, identifying with these and saying, that's, you know, is it true for us, or did I make it up, or is this story for real? Sometimes if you find it, when you go deep on this, it's always like the duality. You find that you also have the duality of life, which is kind of negative, and we need to twist and always condition and always practice our positivity. Next, we can clarify our core values. Sometimes we need to clarify our core values. You know, we do things out of our own set values. Sometimes these values are not exactly right, and sometimes they're correct. Sometimes we can use intuition to find our values, intuitively tap into our values, our core values. You know, as human beings, we always do things from values. Then the next one we can look at is write a journal. Sometimes we need to reflect, and to write a journal, we need to find a very peaceful space. Okay, the peaceful space is a space that is our space. The moment we can stay in the now, find our now, the present moment, we find that our intuition kicks in. This is a mass of intelligence. We can go into something called the mass of intelligence. Sometimes we can actually, have you ever noticed when you've actually answered someone's questions, or you're into a nice, beautiful, deep conversation with someone, and then all of a sudden you start counseling, you start even, you know, creating dialogue, positive dialogue, and it's a deeper understanding. That's because when you go from the now, you go into intuition, and then by journaling, you have the access to this. So it's a wonderful thought to do. So it's one of the disciplines to reframe the mind is to go and journal and to find, go deeper. Yeah, also very similar to whatever disturbs you, you need to sit with it and journal. Now let's go into understanding positive talking and self-talk, right? Positive talking doesn't mean that you ignore life's less pleasant situation. Positive thinking just means that, you know, we need to approach unpleasantness in a more positive, productive way. And once again, do not push it, you know, sit with it. You will, so yeah, sometimes we can get so conditioned and catastrophic thinking that we think that, you know, we think the best is going to happen, not the worst. So we need to get in a frame of not the worst all the time. We need to think a different way. We need to reframing that whatever's happening, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You know, I need to think the best, condition myself for thinking the best. There's always a silver lining out there. Positive thinking often starts with self-talk. Now, self-talk is an endless stream of unspoken thoughts and runs through our head deeply. There is a course that I'm also doing in a group study course. It's called The Untethered Soul. And if you want to get in touch with that, you can find that on Facebook, The Untethered Soul. And in chapter 1-4, it talks about this subject here, about, you know, how our mind and consciousness, you know, works, and all about negative thinking, positive thinking. Who's that person inside of us that is creating this dialogue inside our head? Like topics like who's inside your head and who's your roommate. You know, these are some topics that we go into deeply in chapter 1, 2, 3, and 4, which basically is about understanding negative talk and where it's coming from, and who is that person, who are you, you know, addresses, who are you? Anyway, these automatic thoughts can be positive and negative. You know, some of your self-talks can be logic and reasonable. One self-talk might arise from misconceptions that creates because of lack of information, expectation due to perceived ideas, what may happen. Boy, oh boy, do we go bad on that one. We can perceive things, and we can be vibrational from a negative vibration of energy. We could be vibrational from a place of rejection, from a place of anger, apathy, lower vibrations of jealousy, all these sort of things that we've known, we can actually, you know, work out. In the thoughts that run through your head are mostly negative, your outlook on life is more likely pessimistic. So we can be conditioned to pessimistics. If your thoughts are mostly positive, you're likely an optimistic type of character. Learn from optimistic. And this also depends on how much love were you given over your lifespan. How much love? With love, love is positive. So even though life works in duality, but how much of love? You know, we have to remember 95% of our consciousness is actually conditional on a deeper level. So someone who practices positive thinking might be more benefit, more optimistic. Now, you know, we need to go deeper into the health balance of positive thinking. You know, we need to, it all comes back to self-compassion. And without understanding where we are, you know, we need to be able to understand where we are and why we're reacting or responding in certain conditions. But I'm going to go back to the health balance of positive thinking. So you know, it's nice to have an optimistic attitude on life. The health benefits thinking, we'll look into these, and you know, we can actually increase our lifespan. We can have lower rates of depression time, lower level of distress and pain, greater resistance to illnesses, which is kind of very important to us. And I'm a true believer that if you look at our Bruce Lipton here, he has a whole book on epigenetics, which relates to, you know, positive thinking and how our brain creates positive chemicals, which embraces the cells, molecular cells, protecting them. If we have a negative, it's all through the blood system. It's created by our brain by being happy. It's called like a happy drug. It's very important to understand this. So we have a better psychological and physical well-being, better vascular health and reduced risk of death and cardiovascular. We tend to do more exercise and happier to do things. Not, you know, we don't have the lagness. Yeah, vascular disease and stroke. So all these other things. Reduced risk of death from cancer. The more we stress out, the more that we're unhappy, the higher the risk of cancer. Reduced risk of death from respiratory conditions. You know, sometimes we can even go to meditate and breathe to enhance and strengthen our areas. Reduce risk of death by inflammation. Better coping skills during hardship times and stress. You know, it's unclear why people who engage in positive thinking experience these, you know, health benefits. One theory is that having a positive outlook enables you to cope better with stressful situations, you know, which reduce the harmful health effects of stress on your body. It's also thought that positive and optimistic people tend to live healthier lifestyles. They get more physically activity, they have more zest for life, they follow a healthier diet and don't smoke or drink alcohol in excessive, right? Because they're not depressed, right? There's no depression in them. Only depression creates voids we need to feel. So all these areas. You know, identify negative thinking now. If we identify negative thinking, you're not sure where your self-talk is positive or negative. Some common forms of negative self-talk would kind of include filtering. Now, filtering is very important to us. You can magnify the negative aspects of situation and filter out all positive ones. For example, you had a great day at work. You completed your task ahead of time and were complimented for doing a speedy and thorough job. That even you focus only on your plan to do even more tasks and forget about compliments you received. So take a moment and you know, receive those compliments and reward yourself. Sometimes personalizing. When something bad occurs, you automatically go into this blame personalizing, taking things personal. You know, you blame yourself. Just use an example. You might hear an evening out of friends. You might be out there having an evening out with your friends, and one of your friends reaches out and cancels, and you assume that the change in the plan is because no one wanted to be around you. You take this too personal. That's one of the worst things we can do. And another reason that could happen is because maybe you're so codependent on other people, you know, that you gotta, you know, that there is not a place of independent thinking, independent actions, or not enough actions taken to become independent. So that could happen. Here's another one. It's really important. This one also creates high anxiety. Catastrophizing. You know, everything's just terrible. You automatically anticipate the worst without facts that you're worse. Your brain just goes right there. Some of us can be oscillating too much from one bounce, and we come out of our little boxes and thinking, and we can be going anywhere really quickly, you know, really, really thinking quickly, but we also crash into walls quickly too. So if we just slow down, come to a different tone, you know, we can actually not catastrophize so much that the worst will thinking that worst will happen. Let's look at the driving through a coffee shop, you get your order, and then you think that the rest of the day will be a disaster. Like you go into a shop, you give your order, but they kind of muck up your order, and you get all these different emotions, and you know, you're just cursing the world. And then you think the rest of your day is just going to be a disaster. Interesting. So blaming. You try to say someone else is responsible for what happened to you instead of yourself. You avoid being responsible for your thoughts and feelings. Saying you should do something, you think all the things you think you should be doing and blame yourself for not doing them. And then there's a magnifying, you know. This is something different. You make a big deal out of minor problem. You magnitude the whole thing. Over-exaggerate. All right, over-exaggerate is deadly. This is just, we have the mind. Is interesting. It just likes to cling to whatever it is given focus to. You know, even from early days, from birth, once a child opens its eyes, it starts magnifying, and consciousness, it just goes wow. It keeps expansions and so much excitement, but also, you know, consciousness just wants to cling to something, and if it's magnifying to something, it'll make that thing bigger than it actually is. It's a minor problem. What's it saying? Why make a mountain out of a, you know, an ant space, ant mold? So you make a big deal out of a minor problem. That is important to understand. And that drives us to negativity. And here's one, it's called perfectionism. Keeping impossible standards and trying to be more perfect sets yourself up for failure. Perfection, keeping possible standards. So sometimes this area, we don't even know why we're such perfectionists, but study has shown that a lot of us are just looking for love. We're all here just for love. And we try to do our best possible to looking for love. You can see it all the time on movies, and the child is always looking for love, so they will perform better just to get noticed. Just to get noticed and get, you know, noticed by their parents. And the whole world lives on love. Love is positive. We crave for it, we cling to it, etc. So a lot of people self-sabotage here, and then they go bad and, you know, thinking negative, but you know, even try to get back to perfection, and the perfection doesn't happen because we live in duality, guys. And when that doesn't happen, things just rock downwards. Let's look at another one, polarizing. You see things only as either good or bad. There is no middle ground. There's no middle ground. So, yeah, a lot of us don't know that we could be stuck here. This is called the Chinese philosophy of the Dao Wei. The Taoist. You know, we can be stuck in a pendulum too long. It's actually from a chapter, I think it's chapter 17 with Untethered Soul. And it's a great chapter on how we can be stuck on the extremities. Polarized to one space, to one thought too long, and if it's negative, it's going to grow huge. There's no middle ground. We always need to get to middle ground. We kind of, that's what we practice mindfulness and meditation, to find our middle ground. And now we'll look at focusing on positive thinking. You can, with this, we can learn to turn negative thinking into positive thinking. But also be careful here, because sometimes we can be sugarcoating this, or we can get spiritual bypassing if we can think too much of reality, and we'll be stuck again. We'll be stuck between the over-polarizing also in positive thinking, but we need to find ground, middle ground, no matter what we do here. And still we can turn negative thinking into positive thinking. So what sort of process is it? What does it actually take to practice, you know, to create this habit? Following some ways to think and behave in more positive and optimistic ways. So let's have a look at some of these ways. We can identify areas to change. If you want to become more optimistic and engage in more positive thinking, You know, firstly, identify areas of your life that you usually think negatively about. Whether it works, your daily commute, life changes, or relationships, you can start small by focusing on one area of the approach in a more positive way. You know, think of a positive thought to manage your stress instead of negative ones. All right, think of a positive way. Let's check in, check in with ourselves periodically during the day. It's really good to check in with yourself. Stop and evaluate what you're thinking, what you're doing. And if you find yourself, your thoughts are mainly negative, you know, you try to find a way to put a positive spin on them. Maybe we can try some reframing. Reframing the mind. A lot of psychologists and counselors use cognitive behavioral therapy to practice and instill a thought and turn it around and bring someone out from a negative state into a more positive state, more into happiness, calmness, gentleness, and compassion state of mind. Sometimes good humor. Humor is a good way to, you know, to bring us out of negativity into a more neutral state, more happy state. Sometimes we need to give ourselves permission to smile, you know, and laugh, especially during those difficult times. Now, you seek humor in everyday happenings, like life's duality. Once you notice that life is in duality, negative, positive, it's our choice to be where we want to be, how long we want to be. And we can just smile at duality and just say these words like, whenever I'm okay, things will be okay. If I think this is okay, then things will be okay. If I think things are not going to be okay, then they won't be okay. So it's interesting, even these words, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with this. This is okay with me. It's all right. I get to experience this. I like the word I get to experience this. It does give a bit of a positive spin to it. So when you laugh, sometimes we can do yoga laughter medicine. This is actually induced, creating happy endorphins just through laughter. We don't sit back and think about, you know, we always get too stuck in the personalized, all these negative things I actually mentioned before. So knowing all this, now how do we follow a healthy lifestyle? A healthy lifestyle might consist of 30 minutes a walk all day. Can have a chat to the trees, hug a tree, be ungrounded, stay with the tree for a bit, get grounded. You know, you can also break it down to 10 5-minute chunks of time during the day. It doesn't matter how long, but you need to get some sunshine and walk. It can be a positive effect on your mood and reduce the stresses and daily stresses. You need to have a ritual like that. You must follow a healthy diet to fuel your mind also and body. You know what, sometimes, which is important, I kind of think about the structure of HALT. One of the H-O-L-T, one of the H's is, am I hungry? If I'm hungry, I don't even know it, I'm pushing myself, then my mind, then my body will be craving for food, but I'm rejecting that, I can reject that food, not giving it food. Obviously, my moods and swings will be totally different. I can actually be oscillating into a negative space. So following a healthy diet is very important to us. Getting enough sleep, you know, we'll need about 7 to 8 hours sleep. And in our learning techniques, also learn techniques to manage the stresses. So, and what do you do to manage your stress? What techniques do you use? Maybe you can surround yourself with positive people. Make sure that those in your life are positive, supportive people. We can depend on and give helpful advice and feedback. And maybe lessen the amount of time with negative people. May increase your stress level and make you doubt your ability to manage stress in healthy ways. Negative people. Sometimes we're married to them. Sometimes we're related to them. Sometimes they're blood. Well, one thing you can do is, because there's a lot of anxiety in this area, is to manage how long, how serious you take this. Because we always want to stay more positive in a dualistic world. And you know what? The best thing you can do is just let them do themselves. And I know they're contagious. energy is contagious. They take you down with you, with them, or they try to take you down, or, you know, and they just can't help themselves. And sometimes even talking to these type of people, it's kind of useless, because that's, they're running on a different pattern to, you know, they're not to a level of consciousness. I guess they do have their purposes, but we don't have to be there. And now we'll look at practicing self-talk. You know, start by following one simple rule. Don't say anything to yourself that you wouldn't say to someone else. Say it only with love. You've got to be gentle, encouraging with yourself. If a negative thought enters your mind, evaluate it rationally and respond with affirmation of what is good about you. Think about things you're thinking for in your life. Here are some examples of negative self-talk and how you can apply it to positive thinking twist to them, okay? So here we go, the first one. Putting positive thinking in practice. Negative self-talk, positive thinking. I've never done it before. It's an opportunity to learn something new. So let's look at positive thinking into practice now. Let's look at how we can turn things around. If I find myself negatively talking to myself, I'm going to twist it and I'm going to do this. I've never done it before. It's an opportunity to learn something new. It's too complicated. I'll tackle it from a different angle. So you can say, I've never done this before. If I've never done this before, I'm not just going to stop doing it. I'm actually going to take the opportunity to learn something new. I might say it's too complicated. I'll tackle it from a different angle. I don't have the resources at the moment. Necessity is the mother of innovation. Necessity is the mother of innovation. I am too lazy to get this done. I couldn't fit it into my schedule today. But I can re-examine some priorities and maybe I can fit it in then. Maybe sometime I'll look into my block time, where I must idle time, I can, you know, use that time. There's no way it'll work. I can try to make it work. I can do it. I've done this before and I can do it. It's too radical a change. It's too much. Let's take a chance on this. No one bothers to communicate with me. I'll see if I can open channels of communication with others and myself. I'm not going to get any better at this. I'll give it another try, be more patient with it. Eventually I'll get there. So it's important to reframe our thinking, to practice these type of examples, you know, every day. Now, if we have a tendency to have a negative outlook, don't expect to become an optimistic overnight. This takes practice. But with patience, eventually your talk will contain less criticism and more self-acceptance. You may also become less critical of the world around you. When your state of mind is generally optimistic, you're better able to handle everyday stresses in a more constructive way. That ability may contribute to the widely observed health benefits of positive thinking. Let's look at now deeper into understanding the power of positive thinking and self-talk. Positive thinking is not about denying the realities of life challenges. It's about approaching those challenges with more positive, productive mindset. This will involve expecting the best outcomes rather than dwelling on the worst case scenarios. Here's a crucial element of positive thinking is self-talk, which refers to a constant stream of thoughts running through your mind. Now, these thoughts can either be positive or negative. You know, some of your self-talk is logical and rational, while other thoughts maybe arise from misconceptions or limited information. We tend to, some people are borderline personality. We know what that is. That is, they only listen to their own thoughts and they believe that it's true. It's like an example. Have you ever gone to a client and you thought that was a client for that time, but you totally mucked up and that you had to cancel the whole appointment because you went to the wrong client, but your mind said to you, this is a client. That happens all the time. Sometimes you see or read things the way you want to read, and it's not exactly perfect. It's misconceptions, and it's self-limiting information. Now, if you look at that your self-talk consists of mainly negative thoughts, it's likely that your overall perspective on life is pessimistic. On the other hand, if your thoughts are predominantly positive, you're more likely to be an optimistic, someone who practices positive thinking. Now, the benefits of positive thinking on health, ongoing research, and we said that all other benefits mentioned earlier. Let's move on to moving on a little bit further now. So let's go developing a positive outlook. It doesn't happen overnight. It does, once again, there's consistent practice and effort. Over time, you and I will train our minds to replace negative self-talk with positive thoughts. It is about work, taking the time and doing the work, ultimately fostering a more optimistic mindset. You know, some strategy incorporate positive thinking in your day. So one thing we can do is, again, let's look at that gratitude of journalizing, showing gratefulness. That'll leave us to a higher level of awareness and consciousness, and elevating us to a different level. You take a few moments a day to write down things you are grateful for. This really helps. This practice can shift your focus on positive aspects of your life and cultivate a sense of appreciation in your life. It's a different level of the, it's a different level of energy. It's a different intention, setting that intention to do these sort of things. We can, visualization, we can use visualized techniques. Imagine yourself successfully overcoming a challenge and achieving your goals. Visualizing positive outcomes and embracing feelings of joy and fulfillment associated with those accomplishments. Yeah, this is a beautiful visualization and association, it's called. And there's a lot of material on this stuff to get us to a level of really, really feeling our successes and being happy. The affirmation we can use creates an affirmation that reflects your desired positive mindset. Repeat these affirmations daily, to internalize them, to reinforce positive beliefs. In this course, we'll go into a meditation recording on affirmations on developing self-compassions, and we'll create that later on. We'll be probably finishing this sector with a meditation, on positive affirmation reinforcements. Sometimes we can surround ourselves with positive, surround yourself with uplifting influences. Do things what gives you joy and spend more time with supportive, engaging individuals, as mentioned earlier. This will inspire us. Mindfulness meditation practice. Mindfulness to become more aware of your thoughts and emotions without judgments. Incorporate meditation into a routine to cultivate a sense of calmness and inner peace. So, the other day I was asked, what is the difference of mindfulness and meditation? Meditation is the ability to practice stillness, allowing to release all interferences, allowing us to find a center space, allowing us to practice non-judgmentals, allows us not to practice the difference of reacting and responding to our thoughts. Allowing us to dismiss our thoughts, let them pass through us. And then what is actually now mindfulness? In my opinion, mindfulness is the ability to stay present, ability to disengage to anything consciously clinging to us. It is ability to find our center of chi, the energy, the center of the Tao or Taoism, where the full energy and understanding to allow us to engage into intuition. Um, allow us to feel feel and sensitize our body, being present and allowing us to move energy through thought and through mindfulness, slowing down time. And these are very, very important things to incorporate in our life. And now we're looking to celebrate small wins. Acknowledge and celebrate your achievements. No matter how small, recognizing your progress reinforces positive thinking and motivates you to continue pursuing your goals. When's the last time you celebrated? Last time, every time I coach someone, I know that I ask them this question. When's the last time you celebrated your life for your wins? We're so caught in doing stuff and achieving stuff and being negative in stuff that we forget about our positive things that we've done in life. We're not staying present in things that we actually accomplished. Small wins can be great, so we keep this practice of just engaging with small wins. Like now I'm having a small win because I'm recording this for you guys, and I'm really loving it. It helps you, again, pursue your goals. Let's learn from setbacks. And this is another important, learning from setbacks. Instead of viewing setbacks as failures, see them as an opportunity to grow. You know, embrace a growth mindset where changes are seen as valuable learning experiences that can ultimately lead to success. So don't go look for the silver linings in everything to learn. Setbacks are good. There's no such thing. The other day I was having a walk with a wonderful, beautiful friend, and we had a discussion on what is failure. Failure to me is that word should never exist. I don't know how come they put that there, and it does have a lot of stimulus and energy towards it. To me, failure is something that we can learn from, but we can have this connotations on it that it has a negative spin to it, a giving up spin on energy. But we need to, you know, look at, you know, have developed this mindset and learn to, you know, learn not so much to agree, disagree, but also get an understanding, you know, seek the understanding of this to embrace a growth mindset. And every challenge should be seen as a valuable learning experience that can lead us to success. Now remember, positive thinking is an ongoing process that requires lots of patience, lots of self-compassion. We need to practice being so kind to ourselves during moments of difficulty and setbacks. Now we need to consistently practice positive thinking, you know, gradually rewire our minds to default and optimistic thoughts and develop a resilient, empowering mindset. Be kind to ourselves during moments of difficulty. Now, if we incorporate all these techniques in our daily life, we will help ourselves harness the power of positive thinking, enabling us to navigate, you know, life's challenges with greater ease and overall well-being. It'll cultivate a more fulfilling and meaningful life. It's all about practice. So I'm going to now finish up with a few questions for you guys. Here's a question based on the content that we've read. That you've heard, you know, it'll help us assess our understanding of positive thinking and self-talk. The question one is, what is the difference between positive thinking and ignoring life challenges? Well, you can look at it, the answer might be positive thinking. Positive thinking means ignoring challenges. Positive thinking means ignoring challenges. It could mean that positive thinking involves approaching challenges in a more positive and productive way. What is self-talk? Self-talk is a process of speaking out loud to oneself. It could be the stream of thoughts that ruin our mind. True or false, positive thinking can have health benefits. Absolutely true. 100% is mentioned early in the document. Name one health benefit associated with positive thinking. Better health, would you say? Increased lifespan, better health. Higher stress, less stress levels in life. Reduce the stress levels in life. Another question is, what is one common form of negative thinking and talk? We tend to personalize things and then become a victim. The other things that we can do is embrace humor in our life. We don't have enough humor, so we need more humor. So we have to be able to create humor. Most of us don't have a humor. We're too rigid. You need to be flexible. How can you turn negative thinking into positive thinking? Surround ourselves with positive vibrational beings and people that support us. And positive influences rather than negative influences. Challenge any negative thoughts and reframe them as a practice with positive perspectives. Name one strategy to produce positive thinking in a daily life. Reverting negative aspects of a situation to a positive, reframing. Keeping a gratitude journal, as mentioned, the benefits of a journal. Now, true or false, positive thinking can improve your overall well-being. Absolutely true. What is the mindfulness and how can it support positive thinking? Being fully present, it means, and aware of the current moment without any practicing no judgments. And the more we enforce this non-judgments, which is an interesting, perspective or practice to have as a habit, and you'll find that you'll be more vibrational, with more vibrational on a positive level rather than negative. Another thing is ignoring your thoughts and emotions. Yes, we learn to ignore thoughts and emotions. Not so much ignoring us, we never ignore. But we can stand from still not stimulated by those thoughts. We should never ignore our thoughts and emotions, but we don't have to be stimulated as much and to have a reaction to them or energy burst towards the negative positive. How can setbacks be viewed from a positive thinking perspective? Well, thoughts. If we understand our setbacks and be okay with it, and we look at failures that hinder progress as a positive rather than negative. The other answer is as an opportunity to growth and learning. Remember this question here, as an opportunity to learn and learning. So remembering this question here, is designed for you guys, is to assess the comprehension of content. Yep, feel free to answer some of these questions and respond your understanding of positive thinking. These will be allowed, actually, for those that didn't get a chance to do the questionnaire. This is the audio recording that will get you through the module one. Congratulations for coming this far and being with us on this course. And now we'll look forward to the next module. We'll talk about developing self-kindness and treat ourselves with warm, loving care. So until next time, looking forward to your results and changes and your transformation. Best to you, and have a beautiful, happy, happy day. And don't forget, epigenetics is the ability to create a happy stimulus or chemical in our brain which protects our immune system, and then we'll become not just happier, but we can see life from a different perspective and not too much stuck in one side of duality. And this is Nick here from Holistic Health and Anxiety Coaching and Accountability. Bye from me now.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.